Page 76. Exercise 2.
The Impact of Technology by Caitlin Houston. Changes in technology can change people's lives. When my great-grandmother was born in 1900, her family lived on a ranch, and they went to town in a horse and buggy. Cars were rare. People thought they were dangerous pieces of machinery. By the time my great-grandmother died in 1979, nearly everyone owned a car, and horse buggies were in museums. Although transportation technology has not changed significantly in my own lifetime, there have been huge changes in the way we get the news. Newspapers were once people's primary source for the news. In 1965, 72% of Americans reported that they read a newspaper on an average day. By 2005, that number was down to 50%. Today, hardly anyone reads the newspaper. Another common way that people got news in the past was by listening to the radio, which began to broadcast news in the 1920s. I suppose nearly everyone had a radio then. However, by the 1950s, television was overtaking radio. Now even the number of people watching the news on television has declined, dropping from 60% in 1993 to 28% in 2006. So what's the latest source for news? The web. The number of Americans who use the internet to get the news is increasing. Most people access the news on their smartphones. Yet another example of change is how we pay for goods and services. Until the mid-1940s, people had to carry large amounts of cash in their purses and wallets. Then one day in 1949, when a man named Frank McNamara took some business associates to dinner, he left his wallet at home. He had to call his wife to bring him money to pay the bill. I think it was probably the most embarrassing moment of his life. Mr. McNamara vowed to find a way to avoid carrying cash. Some stores already had their own charge cards, but there was no single multi-purpose credit card. A year later, he returned to the same restaurant with the same people, but paid with the credit card he had created, called Diners Club. A year after that second dinner, 42,000 people in the United States had the card. And 2 years after that, the card was also used in Canada, Cuba, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. I bet that paying with plastic will soon be as antiquated as the horse and buggy. Already, many people pay for things with their smartphones. In what other ways do you think technology may change our lives in the future?